Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, John Cena sort of buries a current WWE star, even though I don't think he really meant to.
A major update on Mercedes Moné's wrestling future after her unfortunate New Japan injury.
And a WWE star could be out for up to a year after a serious injury of their own.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Alright, let's talk about John Cena talking about Austin Theory in an interview that kind of landed as a halfway kind of dig in a way, but also some friendly advice, and also, hey, I kind of liked working with the guy.
Yeah, either, and it's not behind his back, because he said it literally in a promo.
Like, in the words of Alex Riley, he said it to his face. Oh. So there you go, that's a good thing. So John Cena was speaking with Sam Roberts recently, and he was talking about WrestleMania, where he, of course, he lost to Austin Theory in a so-so
opening match.
a wrestling match. And he noted how he was trying to hammer home when he was working that program, that it took Roman Reigns like 8 years to figure out that he could do things his own way and really get over as the tribal chief. Talking about his struggles and kind of comparing that to Theory. And he said, when I talk to somebody like Theory who has stars in his eyes at 25, thinks he's got a long road in front of him, you really need to start now. Failing. Don't just perform, fail, like a lot, and then one day you'll get it. You need to have like 85 suffer and succotash moments. Bring me more suffer and succotash moments in 2023. I miss that level of cringe, to be honest. He continued, talking about how, when he came back in Boston, he did the backstage promo, he was like, you're an executive's dream, but I don't believe you.
Yeah.
He said it to his face in the backstage area afterwards. Austin is great and easy to work with, and we wrote that together. He was in every step of the process. Fans can see through the BS if you don't believe in your character. It's what I said to Austin. Dude, you are young, you are athletic, you will work for this company, you'll do interviews and you'll go X, Y, and Z. I don't believe what you do when you're out there. I don't, which is where it kind of registers as a bit of a cha.
Yeah.
Chop to the character.
Solar plexus of the character, I don't know.
Of Austin Theory. He said it publicly, he said it to him backstage, all of this stuff. And then they went with the I don't believe in what you do line, which is reflected by John's real plots, apparently. So there's some more interesting stuff there, but that's the gist of it. Talking about how Theory can't carry a WrestleMania promo yet, and we can't waste the equity that I'm about to give you in this match because I'm John Cena, I'm a big name, all of this stuff. So I think this is pretty interesting. John Cena doesn't have to sugarcoat anything anymore. He can just say what he thinks. It's not like he came and went, Austin Theory, you are a see you next Tuesday and you are useless. It's some pretty good advice, to be honest. Because, like, look at Roman Reigns' first X amount of years in WWE. Through no fault of his own, they were dreadful because they kept kind of pushing him when he hadn't really found himself. Mm-hmm. They put him in this babyface role that didn't suit him. Obviously, they've not done that with Theory, but, you know, different ways of doing things. I mean, he's still really young, of course. Like,
yeah.
25. For me, like, I find Theory a little bit hollow, and I think that Cena's criticisms are extremely fair here. I don't disagree with them at all. He needs to find something that differentiates him a little bit, because at the moment, he's like a good creator wrestler. He's pretty good at everything, but what makes him stand out, apart from being quite good looking?
He feels like he's straight out of 2K. It's like, you're going to face this
crazy
guy on your
mother effer
road.
Named Theory. There you go. Yeah, sorry.
But, I mean, folks, where's the lie? What was the one memorable promo Austin Theory did on the road to WrestleMania? The one that was in an empty arena. That was the one time that I thought, there it is.
I believe this.
That's why they picked you to be a future star. And he is going to be. Look at him. His talent in the ring is unquestioned. But, like you say, I think John Cena's got a point.
Question it a little bit.
Okay, well, I think John Cena's got a point, though. But I would caveat this by saying, and this is not John Cena's fault, by the way, You don't have to have, what was it, 85 suffering succotash moments if you let your wrestlers talk the way that they talk rather than script them.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a big part
because
of it, wouldn't it?
I agree. I think wrestlers should go out, try new stuff and fail. That is the only way you grow as a professional, right? But they can't do that if they've been told, oh, you can't use that word. Actually, we'd like to you to phrase it with this really awkward metaphor or what have you. I'd rather have people come out and have moments of brain farts on the mic and just go, I'm going to kick your fucking ass, right? Than suffering succotash. Yeah. You know, that was obviously a long, long time ago. But yeah, I'm still hopeful for Austin Theory. Every time I see him, I think, come on. Give me something more.
Yeah.
I think now the problem is now he's just sort of like, yeah, I'll beat John Cena. It's like, cool. Lots of heels beat John Cena. Doesn't necessarily mean they are made.
Exactly. He needs to find himself. John Cena's dead right. Like, at the moment, he's just kind of like factory line WWE heel. And like I said, he's pretty good at everything. He's just not great at any one thing.
Yes.
He needs to kind of strike that vein and tap into it.
He's good in theory. I hate myself.
You need to fall off the chair.
Right, let's talk a little bit. Well, I don't want to fall off the chair in case I break my ankle. Like Mercedes Moné. That was very harsh.
Poor Mercedes. This is such a bummer of a story.
Game recognised game. Both suffered ankle injuries recently. Although I just limped off a football pitch and then didn't come to work the next day. She finished the match and put over Willow Nightingale. There's levels to this game. Yeah, this is awful. Obviously, Mercedes was competing for the inaugural New Japan Strong Women's Championship at the weekend when she, as I said, broke her ankle, finished the match, put Willow over. And Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio reported that Mercedes was actually scheduled to obviously go over Willow Nightingale, which is, I think, what a lot of people took from that. Nothing against Willow, but people were like, that wasn't the finish that they planned, was it, basically? Yeah, it would happen a New Japan Strong Resurgence on Sunday, as I mentioned. It's a bummer, as Andy said. She signed a new deal, though, interestingly, with New Japan's Stardom parent company, Bushiroad. No word on its length or any dates, how many that's to come. She's going to be out of action, but promising in terms of committing her future there, Andy.
Yeah.
And I should say congratulations to Willow Nightingale, because she's great. She deserves all the flowers, too.
That's the other side of this, is that Mercedes, obviously, was going to win, so it sucks for her because she got the injury. She's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long a broken ankle takes to recover from.
About a week, mate.
Yeah, about a week. All right, she'll be back. She'll be back in time for Double or Nothing.
I twisted it slightly from standing on a football, guys.
Yeah, it's slightly different. The match had to come to a premature conclusion and all of that stuff, so it does suck for Mercedes if she was going to get a run with that belt. However, opportunity arises for Willow, who can now do cool things. And how can you not feel good for Willow? She's such a beacon of positivity. Like, this babyface energy just radiates from her as soon as she comes out.
I remember seeing her last year at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I had never heard of her. And they had a 1 minute interview with her, and I was like, cool, I will die for this woman now.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And I've loved Mercedes' run this year. The matches have been fantastic. And the promos have been like chaos, just pure chaos. Strumming fake guitars, putting people through tables in press conferences. That is so sad. So many insufficient funds. She's living the perfect wrestler life. Combination of greatness and complete chaos that maybe is a little bit bad, but I love it. So best wishes to Mercedes in her recovery. Yes, it sucks for her, but also it's nice for Willow. I hope she gets a good run.
Purely selfishly, though, I'm looking at a broken ankle. What date are we on now? In May. Mid-May. Yeah. Going, when's Forbidden Door?
Where? It's next month. So unless she wrestles...
John Cena recovery powers activate!
Yeah, get John Cena over to spring... Are they from the same city, Boston?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, maybe they could hang out at a coffee shop and he can pack his car and have a yard.
I hope you got a wicked buzzer.
Departed or something, I don't know. Matt Damon.
Someone should have that as their entrance music.
Dropkick Murphys, that'd be tremendous. Right, let's move over to Dakota Kai.
Oh, for...
Yeah, she's bloody injured as well. This sucks. What a bummer news video.
Do you know what
today.
We should do? We should do a second news video to make up for this.
Maybe we should. And in fact, that one will make you happy because they've got some WrestleMania plans that have leaked. And
just remembered.
They're really good. So tune into that if you want to feel less bad about wrestling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But yeah, Dakota Kai might be out for like a year.
She
has suffered her torn ACL, right? This was the
match was cursed.
It really was. It was the 12th of May. It was SmackDown. It was obviously Dakota and Bayley of Damage CTRL versus Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan. Women's tag team titles. Raquel and Liv won that match, but Dakota suffered a knee injury in that contest. According to Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Radio, she's going under the knife today. Torn ACL. That usually comes with her recovery time of 6 to 12 months. Incredibly variable. Maybe she'll be on the earlier end, like the 6 month kind of range. It might take longer.
Yeah, minimum 6 months, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horrible injury that can have like permanent impact on athletes and stuff. We hope that's not the case and we wish her well in her recovery. Oh. But you know what? I'm going to bring the mood down even more.
I know what you're about to say here.
Yeah. The worst part of all of this is that Dakota actually suffered the injury, apparently, while trying to protect Liv,
yeah,
who had just injured her own shoulder and might need surgery. So Dakota was doing a good turn. She was like, hey, Liv's injured. I'm going to protect her. And then she tore her ACL for her troubles. Fate sucks.
Let that be a lesson really to you, kids. Don't look out for other people.
Don't do nice things because you're going to hurt your knee. This is rubbish. All of this sucks and I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, through my vast experience in MMA, or at least watching it, your concern now is the other MCL joints and then the fact that your other leg compensates for the injury to this one. And look, get well soon, Dakota Kai. I think she's so talented. I think she's been underutilized since she returned to WWE. And I think the problem with that is we are just on the cusp. She's, in my opinion, it would have been a matter of weeks before they did some version of a split of Damage Control and her and Io went off in their own separate directions. Yeah, man, this is awful. Get well soon, Mercedes. Get well soon, Dakota. Get well soon.
Live. Folks.
Tell your favourite wrestlers that you appreciate them today.
And tell them that you hope their knees are strong and they hold together because this is rubbish.
Yes. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question comes from a regular contributor who turned 25 over the weekend. Mimi Burris.
Happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday to you, Mimi. She writes, good morning, I turned 25 this past weekend, so in honour of that, who do you think will be the AEW World Champion at the start of 2025?
Start of 2025, well, good grief.
Flying cars. Thanks, guys. Safe travels to the Double Nothing crew. More on that in a little while.
Yeah. Swerve Strickland.
Oh, yes. He looks jacked on Rampage.
He is a future world. He is a future leader if he isn't already one in this industry. Oh. The guy, there is nothing this guy does not have. I've said this for years. I've said this since before he was in WWE. The first time I saw him walk right in front of me, an indie show in the UK, coming out to Shaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, all of that. Great. This guy rules. He's got the presence. He's got the charisma. He's got the wrestling skills. He's got the ability. He's got the look. He is fantastic. He is going to be a headliner in that company. Yep. It will take a little while, but he's going to be a heel champion heading into 2025. That's my prediction. I think MJF will hold it through the bidding war of 2024. Drop it to some kind of face down the line. Who's then going to pass it on to Swerve World Champion 2025.
I was tempted to pick Cody Rhodes as an agent of chaos for this one, but I will pick Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Never losing.
Never loses.
Never loses.
And he's my best friend.
Obviously.
But let us know. I'm intrigued by people's answers to this. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Brian George gives us our second question today. Good morning, guys. Am I the only one who wishes that Rey versus Dominic would have continued after WrestleMania? I know the brand split doesn't always mean a thing, but with them on different shows, aside from Backlash run-ins, I feel like the feud is one and done.
I'm okay with it being one and done, you know. I'm totally okay with that. Obviously, we've
it
had
peaked
some
at Mania.
Yeah, like obviously we've had some afters. But for me, like a big it's not necessarily a trope, but like a WWE booking habit over the past really like 10-20 years has been just rematch, and maybe there was some extra gas left in the tank for Ray and Dominic. Maybe that's not just a case of spamming it for the sake of it. I don't think it was, like, it was a good story, but the match was so awesome. It was like the peak of like bells and whistles nonsense wrestling. Like, I love stuff like that, pure popcorn match. I don't really see how it could get any better. So me, it's kind of refreshing to see a match one and done, and I'm actually all for it.
Yeah, I like this. I agree with you. I like this direction that WWE's taking it in. I think Dominic obviously hasn't been that harmed by the loss. He's getting wins left, right, and centre. Maybe he's going to get a mid-card title run down the line. I'd love that for him. Or a world title run. Either or. But yeah, I think the thing was, I think if you'd have asked people immediately after WrestleMania, if they're going to run it back, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
It would have had to have been like a mask stip or loser leaves WWE. And if Ray doesn't want to go anywhere right now and certainly doesn't want to lose the mask, like, why do it? He's doing some fantastic stuff. The LWO is better. They brought some back and made it better, inexplicably.
Yeah.
How rare is that in wrestling? He's killing it. I love his association with Santos Escobar and the rest of Legado del Fantasma. So, yeah. And also, that means there's more juice in that fruit. If in 8 months' time-ish, you get a spot where Rey's in the Rumble or Dom's in the Rumble and Rey comes out, then it's not like, oh, it's Randy and John Cena. We've seen this a million times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I get it. It did feel like, oh, but well done, WWE.
Yeah.
Right, that we get to say that.
The match kicked ass as well. So
I need to go and rewatch that.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It was just complete nonsense. It was awesome.
Best WrestleMania entrance ever? Like, a pair of entrances. I loved them.
They were good entrances.
He came in a policeman. I was like, because I was like, oh, he should come out in like Eddie's Lowride or whatever. And I was like, oh no,
you got both.
Oh, yep. Cool. Genius. Canadian Biohazard.
All right.
Final question.
As opposed
today.
To the American Biohazard, who are one of the best bands of all time.
Ah. Are they shouty?
Very. Okay. Yeah. They're rappy as well.
Goblin mode.
That's not what that means.
No, I saw you. Oh no, it was like Caveman, wasn't it? I saw you.
Caveman, talking. Yeah. Yeah, all that stuff.
If you could do talent swaps in the big two companies, non-champion swaps, who would you send to the USA? I'd definitely send Pac back to WWE. Yeah, where is he at the moment?
Ooh, I wouldn't send Pac back to WWE purely because he spends half of his time in the UK and working for WWE wouldn't allow that.
Yeah.
So I would, I think the AEW deal lets him live, basically. Mm. Go away for a while, come back. He's a nice balance.
I just want to live.
The last time I saw him, he literally walked past me at a Farside concert like a month ago. So me and Phil and Amy.
You knew that cartoon guy did play music? That's the question. Whoa, a cow talking to another cow?
I'm sending Kip Sabian to WWE because I think his skill set is a little bit better suited.
Yeah.
WWE.
Like he can take Penelope Ford with him.
Yeah, they'd be
good. We're not brutal. We're not like WWE when he used to be like, oh, cool, married couple,
this couple up. Yeah. Like I think they're good at AEW, don't get me wrong, but I think they're just a little bit more suited to WWE, where their performance side, their entertainment side of their characters would work really well. And also, they're both good in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'd be a good fit over there. But I think, they're going to be in AEW for life because they work straight through all the bad times, all that. They're like, they're really good and they're kind of underappreciated for many reasons. Who am I sending the I've got a wacky one.
Oh, good.
A lot of people might go like Gunther, Ricochet, like work rate type wrestlers. I'm going the opposite. I'm Braun Strowman.
Wow.
Do you wonder why? Because like
Braun Lance Archer,
Wardlow, Samoa Joe,
Satnam Singh.
Satnam Singh.
Bishop Khan's a big lad, isn't he?
Big beefy boys. Yeah, Bishop Khan's a huge boy as well.
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee. Land of the Giants.
Jesus Christ.
But the main reason is that Braun is so great against littler wrestlers. Yeah. Like, against smaller, high-flying guys. He's such a good base. And he's so much fun in that scenario. I just go nuts thinking about the possibilities of him mixing it up with a lot of AEW's high-flying wrestlers. Mm. That's why him and Ricochet is, like, such a good tag team, like, the combination. But I'd love to see him versus Rey Fenix or something weird. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get Braun in AEW.
He just literally eats Serpentico.
Yeah, like,
nothing against Serpentico, but it's going to be a bad night.
Yeah. Snake Eater.
You've done the good ones there. Yeah. I'll do the ones where you think you've got a present under the tree at Christmas, you unwrap it, and you go, oh, it's a book. So WWE gets Matt Hardy back. Elite. And in exchange, who's becoming all elite? Top Dollar.
Hey, listen.
Why don't you talk to the Young Bucks about your trainers or
something? They could do a Jordan on the pole match.
Actually, I'd send the Young Bucks to NXT Developmental because they need to work.
The comments say, hey, shout out to Top Dollar's weight loss, by the way.
Mate.
Sensational.
Saw him backstage at Wale Mania. Yeah. And
he looks like a different person. Like, I want to know your secrets, Top Dollar. Please,
yes.
Please, look, I need the help. Please, give it to me.
And finally, I just want to give a massive shout out to the guys heading out to Double or Nothing right now. Here is a photo of them. Sipping some, who's juice?
Buckfast.
At Newcastle Airport. Probably.
Right, you'd think they'd smile. They're going to Double it. Come on, boys. You're going to Las Vegas.
Hey.
Hey. It's pretty awesome. For
yeah, them. They're probably actually flying to Heathrow right now where they've got 6 hours to kill. So you're there. Say hello to them.
Yeah, annoy them.
And they're going to Double or Nothing. They're going to AEW Dynamite. Miller's going, of course. He just lives in London and can't stand them, so he can't fly with them. He's got his own plane.
He actually drives across the ocean in his magic car. It's great. Brum. He stole Brum.
Yeah.
Mother Hubbard.
But yeah, keep an eye out for them. They're going to be filming loads over Las Vegas over the next few days. Keep an eye out for all the content we're going to be bringing out there as well. And yeah, if you are going to Double Nothing, have an amazing week. I'm very excited to see the Dadleys let loose in Las Vegas.
Oh boy.
One of them's not coming home.
You'll just see Hamlet sitting on the side of the strip with his special cap on. Man, what a time. Yeah, they're going to have a great trip, man.
Bring home some Mountain Dew, boys. That's all I'm asking, please. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. And join myself and Andy Murray a little bit later on for some more cheerful news this afternoon, we promise. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hairball.
You can follow me at Twitter at Adam Wilborn. You can follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.